Hey everybody, it's Sarah Huffman and
William here.
Yay!
We're doing it all backwards because
it's today's okay.
It's a bonus episode.
It is a bonus episode.
And we're coming to you live, well, pre-recorded,
I
suppose.
You keep saying live, but yeah, we are at Gate B78 at Dulles International Airport.
Yes.
In, are we technically in like Virginia, West Virginia? Or
I don't even know.
I don't even know what city we're in right now.
I don't even know.
It's okay, but here we are. Why are we at Gate B78 waiting for our flight that get delayed a little bit, doing a little recording here?
Because we have been here since last Friday.
Oh my gosh.
We got in on May 3rd, and today is May 9th.
So it's gonna be May.
So you're just gonna have to know that for a little perspective when you do listen to this episode. But this one is all about, this is gonna be how the Huffmans did DC.
It is, and you might have to talk just a little bit louder.
Oh.
But you're talking kind of quietly.
I don't think I'm talking. Well, you know, in episode 2, you accused me of yell talking. So
you kind of were yell talking.
Anywho, you may hear some background noise. You may hear some overhead paging, and that is because we are actively here at the airport.
And this is actually Sarah had an idea for this called the Good Life Travels, a year or so ago, and we just decided that now when we're in the airport, when we're waiting, we're just gonna go ahead and record and tell you a quick 10-15 minute snap of what we enjoyed about DC and how we would do things differently and how we would what we would do just in general.
Yep. So I think one of the biggest things is how we packed.
Yeah.
So there were definitely some things that we brought that we didn't
need.
Don't
trust the weather when it comes to May weather in DC.
And there were definitely some things that we should have brought.
Because, you know, it is south of, like, because we're from Minnesota and it is significantly further south. It's more south than Iowa. When Iowa, it's more like towards the middle of Missouri and then straight east. So when we packed, we trusted the weather, and the weather said, oh, it's going to be like 70 and 80 and fantastic. So we left all of our, like, hoodies and stuff at home. Well, babe, what ended up happening?
Well, I bought an Americana USA sweatshirt. It's super ugly. But
I can't wait to cut the sleeves off it and wear it as a workout hoodie.
Yeah. So, okay. So here's the scoop. And there's so much, like, noise overhead.
They can't hear it. It's fine.
Let me just tell you.
They can hear it actually just fine, but
we got in on Friday, and it was, honestly, it's a quick flight from Minneapolis. It is not a long flight.
And most of the flights don't have the screens in the, so if we fly Delta, and, right off the bat, by the way, Dulles does not have a Delta Sky Lounge, so keep that in mind. And then we fly Delta, and it's a lot of the smaller planes that are flying out here, so there's no screens in the back of the seats, so just keep that in mind.
Keep that in mind. But I think it is different if you leave out a Reagan.
Well,
from what I've heard.
We're talking about Dulles.
Yeah, so we're at Dulles. So, let me say that. When we travel next time, we will absolutely fly into Reagan International.
Yeah, I don't know why I didn't. Maybe it was availability or something. I'm not sure.
Yeah. So we will definitely do that, and we will definitely make sure that we have a little bit more versatility in our clothing. So we do need jackets, you need a raincoat, I bought a raincoat, and we each bought umbrellas.
Yeah, bring an umbrella. It's standard issued gear here.
It really is.
Yeah, it was in the backpack all the time.
Yeah, and we used it all the time.
All the time. Yep.
So there's that. And then the other thing, too.
Oh, even when it was hot, people were using their umbrellas to keep the sun off them.
Yes. The umbrellas were used constantly. Mm-hmm. When people talk about walking everywhere.
Oh, my word.
I would leave all my gym clothes at home next time because you literally walk everywhere all the time.
All the time.
So by the time you get back to do a gym workout or anything like that, your body is so worn out that you're like, I've already walked 5 or 6 miles today. I think I'm good.
Easily 5-6 miles. I mean,
yeah.
Man, it's insane. We saw a lot of the monuments. We went on several tours.
What was the first tour that we did?
The night tour.
Yep, we did the night monument tour. And what did you think, Will?
That was pretty cool. Bring a flashlight.
And at first?
Well, it doesn't matter what I thought about it first. I'm a curmudgeon, okay?
Will was like, this is going to be dumb. No, it was actually really helpful to, like, get some, like, the layout of this city.
It is a wham-bam. Like, it's a quick boom, 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 go, go, go.
And it was 2.5 hours, and I definitely think it needed to be 3 hours.
I definitely think they should have served alcohol.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so on the monument tour, it started with, like, the Marine memorial, like at Iwo Jima, and let me tell you, that was like super powerful to see it and then see the city. Like, here's the one thing, like sometimes you think about these places that supposedly are so big. DC buildings are actually that big.
They are.
They're bigger in person.
Yeah, they are huge. They are huge. Let's just go. Let's fly through. Let's just see the things that we saw, and then we'll talk about what we love the most. So we saw the Iwo Jima.
Yep.
We saw the Washington Monument. We saw Lincoln.
Roosevelt Memorial.
Yep. We saw the changing of the guard.
The Korean Monument, the Korean Memorial, we did not see because we ran out of time at
right.
that
We're
stop.
Just going to talk about the things we actually saw.
Oh, okay.
We went to Arlington National Cemetery. We saw the changing of the guard. We went to the archives where yep. the Constitution is.
We went to the Portrait Museum.
We went to the African American Cultures Museum.
We'll talk more about
wow.
that.
Wow. And then we also went to the Smithsonian with all the animals.
Natural History Museum.
Where the Hope Diamond is.
Yep.
So we also went to the Capitol.
Yeah.
Like, we did it all, right?
And a Capitol tour.
And a Capitol tour. So what we are going to recommend is whatever you do, do the tour, do the guided tour. So when we went and saw the statue, or not the Statue of Liberty, the Declaration of Independence,
yep,
the Magna Carta,
yeah,
the Magna Carta, the Bill of Rights, and the Constitution.
Like, I signed us up for a guided tour.
That was awesome.
And let me tell you, Will at first was like, we don't need a guided tour.
Immediately thankful that we got a guided tour, because there is just every room you walk into, Thomas Jefferson sat there. Like, it was a joke of ours. We were like, we're sitting at a bar or a restaurant, and be like, Thomas Jefferson sat in this chair. Because everywhere is so freaking famous.
And the other thing with the guided tour is they're actually going to tell you a lot more history of, like, things that you're going to naturally miss. None of us are going to be as observant as a guided tour person will be. So, for example, like, we started our tour of the archives outside the building.
Yeah.
And learned so
the
much
doors,
about...
The freaking doors.
Everything. And we didn't even step inside yet.
Yep. And why it was positioned where it was. And then it was so cool.
And
so,
then how they got their funding. Oh, how they got the actual... Was it the Declaration of Independence from Congress?
Remember how it was a fight.
Yeah, it was like a true fight getting...
Because some sections of the government want to hold certain documents and others want to hold others. Like, so the building was built and like empty for several years.
Yes.
Until one of the presidents finally said, listen, Congress, get your stuff together. Shocker, right? And get that over there.
Yeah. So, like, you guys, this is day... Like, we got in on Friday. This tour happened on Saturday morning. And I'm actually, like, looking at some of my pictures as we go. Because it's like there was so much
okay.
to see.
So let's just talk about our highlights and let's talk. So
museum highlights, obviously the archives was
archives really, was huge. Archives was so amazing.
And honestly, I do feel like we think that was the best museum because we had the tour.
Yes, I want to go back to the African American
museum.
I would love a tour there though, because it is so.
So powerful
and so much.
So much.
So much. And it's quite draining because it's very emotional. And then the Capitol. The Capitol tour was meh. I wouldn't do that again.
Nope.
But just walking up the hill and seeing the Capitol building, that thing is just.
Or if you were going to do a Capitol building, how could you get one, like a private Capitol?
I don't even know if it exists. No, because we would have got it.
Yeah, but like the group tour is just like,
it's okay.
It was cool, mm-hmm. but it's very fast.
Yeah.
And you are left wanting more.
Yep. All right, let's talk about transportation.
Uber, okay, everything is a mile away. And like the mile is not a short mile. It's like a Vegas mile.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody knows what I mean by that, but it's like you see where you're walking to.
Yep.
But it's like you're never quite getting there. So like we...
Never gonna get it, never
We walked
get it.
A ton and we walked even more.
Oh yeah.
And we Ubered a lot because if it was like a mile and a half, like they were like allow at least 40 minutes. So it just depended on like how much time we had. But so sometimes we Ubered and then sometimes we walked. Let me tell you, the Ubers, I would never take a taxi again I felt like they were just trying to take advantage of us.
Mm-hmm.
So we basically did Uber, and the Uber Blacks were expensive.
It is very expensive. It is an expensive city. So walking is by far the best option. But if you are on a time constraint, you do have to Uber, and it gets expensive. All right, let's talk about the food scene quick.
Okay, food scene, amazing. If
really?
You want to eat it, it's there. Yeah, I thought we had some really great things. Let's go back.
But we universally thought that we had, well, there was one best restaurant that we went to.
Oh, yeah, it was called Supra.
Yeah.
And it's a Georgian restaurant. And
yes.
I'm not talking about Georgia. I'm talking about...
The country. It's a Greek influence because there's a
Mediterranean.
Lot of leaves. Mediterranean, yeah.
And it was so clean and so fresh. And we over-ordered, and it was amazing. Like, if we were to go back, I'd probably order a lot of the same things, but a smaller meat plate.
Oh, yeah. We got crushed with all the food that we ordered.
So we'll put a link for this restaurant. So if you are in D.C., you're going to want to definitely go check that one out. It's called Supra.
And then our other favorite little spot that we found towards the end there was the Quill.
Yep.
The Quill was the bartender's name is Katie. Go during the day-ish, and also side note, a lot of things in DC don't open till 5, but yeah, Katie at the Quill is a master at her craft, and she made some amazing cocktails, and I was so impressed with her. We went there twice, and the cheesecake, get out of town.
We actually went back for the cheesecake. And the other thing I'll tell you is it's really fascinating because when we went the other day, it was like we went at like 4 p.m. It was pretty like mellow, pretty low-key vibe. Awesome. We went last night at like 9:30 at night, 10 o'clock at night. There were congressmen in there. There were a lot of business meetings happening.
Yeah.
It was a completely different vibe at like the nightcap time versus like the happy hour time.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
I'll also say, like, Will had cocktails. Like, I had a mocktail, and I also had tea. And everywhere you go, like, tea is an option. And in every restaurant, there are a significant amount of choices when it comes to mocktails.
Another fantastic place you're going to want to hit up is the Waldorf.
Yes, the Waldorf Astoria. We went to the Peacock Lounge.
Yep.
Incredible.
It's amazing. Check it out. Also, do not sleep on Georgetown.
Oh my gosh.
Georgetown, like, we did not give it the respect it deserves and the time it deserved. We were there for, 8-9 hours, and we barely scratched the surface of all the amazing, cute shops. And where's that place up on the hill where we went for that cocktail? It was a whiskey bar. And
I took a picture of it.
The Something Inn.
Diplomat Inn. Let me just tell you what it's called. The Fountain Inn
in Georgetown. It's
adorable.
Up a hill. Everything's either up a hill or downhill.
And I felt like we were always walking up.
We were.
Like we never walked down a hill.
And Georgetown had some really cool things to offer, and we did not spend nearly enough time there.
Nope. When we come back, we're definitely going to spend more time in Georgetown.
Yep.
Now, we also went last night to a restaurant called Rumi, R-U-M-I. And that was a Persian restaurant.
It was good. I enjoyed it.
And
the hummus was off the chain.
The hummus was incredible. The cauliflower was incredible.
Oh, that
the chicken.
The sauce. Tabasco sauce and honey whipped together.
Yeah.
I'm making that when I get home.
So when I say like DC's food scene was on point, I just loved the fact that I could get so many different like styles of food, mm-hmm. so many different cultures of food.
Mm-hmm.
It was not just like go get a burger. It was actually hard to find a burger.
So what I'm going to say is for footwear, make sure you have fantastic socks, fantastic walking shoes, and bring more underwear than you think you need, because you walk so much you are going to change your underwear like
gross.
Twice a day. It's
but
true.
You take at least 2 showers a day.
Because DC is also very humid. It's a very humid place. Lots of water, so very humid.
Yeah, very humid. Okay, so we talked about a lot of things. Will, tell me about the experience. So why were we here? We were here for NAR, the National Association of Realtors.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about what we did because of NAR.
Well, you were here because you won a leadership scholarship. So that was cool. We attended some conferences. We were able to speak with our congressperson up on the Hill to help further agenda for... we weren't lobbying. We were strongly advocating for affordable housing and just kind of what's going on there. Like, it's bananas. You want to talk some crazy rent? You guys, D.C., I mean, you're looking at $2,000 to $3,000 a room here if you want to be close to the action. And close to the action is anywhere within 2 miles of the White House.
I thought he said $6,000 a month.
For like a two-bedroom.
Okay,
it was three grand a month per room.
Yeah, pretty crazy.
Yeah.
So we were here. I received a leadership scholarship. It's called the Ann Brockhaus Leadership Scholarship. And that's through our Minneapolis Association of Realtors. And I was really excited to receive this. I have never been to D.C., and I really had never been to a NAR meeting. And so the point of the scholarship is to actually get in, get your toes wet, like dipping your toes in the fact that it's like there are other ways to be involved in real estate because of the politics and the policies that are created.
Cool.
And I really had no idea about all of that before I got out here. So often we think Washington or like where policies happen are so far away from us, but it's like, no, we can actually go up and be advocates for the things that we need. And when we come collectively as a group, like we did with NAR, I mean, you can make a really big impact.
All right, enough real estate. What else do we want to talk about of DC here? Anything else that comes to mind? All right, I mean, that's 15, 16 minutes of pretty solid knowledge there.
Yeah, we'll have to write down the restaurants that we went to, the museums that we went to, and kind of maybe add this as like an attachment because I do think it would be really helpful.
Yeah, we'll label them out. We'll kind of, you know, say must-dos, can skips if you have time.
Yeah.
Seeing the Hope Diamond was cool, but other than that, the Natural History Museum was a kind of a bust.
But like for kids, they'd probably love it.
Because they were everywhere.
Yeah, they were everywhere.
They were everywhere.
All right. Well, that is it for our little bonus episode here on
DC.
If you have any questions, let us know. That's what we've got.
And we're going to have to sit down and make a list of all the places we've traveled. And, you know, going forward, every time we're in an airport, we're going to do one of these things. But we have to make a list because we've been to quite a few places together. And, well, those are the ones we'll talk about.
Well, I might have some input for some things I've done without you.
Rude. Rude.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Talk to you soon.
We out. Deuces. Hey everybody, William here once again, and legal disclaimer, we are licensed real estate agents in the state of Minnesota with RE/MAX Results of Good Life Group, and recently also licensed in Wisconsin with RE/MAX Results of Good Life Group. So here's the sales pitch. If you need a realtor, hit us up. Otherwise, enjoy.